here we go. Coming back into it again. Good to have you here on a Monday. Glad to have you on board. My next guest, Matt Vadim, is a Supreme Court Justice Correspondent for the Epoch Times. He's keeping an eye on things like the Attorney General responding after Texas Supreme Court blocks guaranteed income program for folks down there, which would have given a whole lot of illegals a whole lot of cash. Matt, good to have you on the program. Nice to see you.
Good to be here. Thanks for having me on.
Let's break this down a little bit. This guaranteed income idea has been floating around in every progressive neighborhood for the last 20 years. Everybody deserves a check. You, me, everybody. They have no idea where the money's going to come from, but gosh darn it, we're just going to give checks to everybody. We're going to forgive student loans, send $100 billion to Ukraine or more. We've just got money coming out of our ears, Matt. It's remarkable, isn't it?
It is, yeah, money for nothing.
So how did they say the state of Texas said no, and the Attorney General, can you imagine, by the way, if Merrick Garland was on the United States Supreme Court? Good grief. Boy, I think we did ourselves a favor by dodging that bullet, but that's an aside. All right, tell us about this case, if you would, please.
Well, I don't know a lot about this case, but I know that universal benefit, guaranteed income programs, the left has been flirting with these things for a long time, and they want to they think that that this is better than just regular welfare, and that this will make people more happy and more productive. And some people, there are even some people in the right of center think tank community. I find they are a minority though, that think that having a guaranteed income scheme would be more efficient because it would mean that you could take people off of welfare and food stamps and WIC programs and so on.
Right. So here's what they're talking about.
I know about these programs.
They were going to give 1,900 residents in this Harris County $500 cash payments for 18 months, $21 million slush fund that they got from the American Rescue Plan. I know you're shocked to hear that came from the American Rescue Plan. Here's a slush fund of taxpayer dollars, but the Texas Supreme Court issuing an emergency stay telling Harris County they could not launch this guaranteed income program, so they can't do anything. They tied their hands. Does this make it to the United States Supreme Court? I think it's a terrible idea, but I'm not sure how the courts block this idea if it had been legislated. If it's not legislated, then I have questions. I mean, that makes sense, right?
Right, right. But if it's passed by a legislature, whether it's a municipal council or whether it's a state legislature, or a county, it could be a different situation. And I think that I don't know if this case is going to make it to the United States Supreme Court, but I think one day a case about guaranteed annual income schemes is going to make it to the U.S.
I think you're right. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton described the cash payments as unlawful and in violation of the Texas Constitution. I'm pleased the Supreme Court has blocked Harris County from dispersing these unlawful payments. Let me ask you about that, Matt, because talking about unlawful payments, let's shift gears just a wee bit to the forgiving of student loans. The Supreme Court has said that's not legal, and Joe Biden continues to do it anyway. How is that not a constitutional crisis?
Well, when the president, when the president says he's going to ignore the Supreme Court, this is a problem. There have been presidents doing that for a while, like President Jackson back in like the 1830s wasn't happy with rulings. I guess it was about the National Bank that he opposed, and he was not happy with the Supreme Court, and he said. I think that's what the subject matter was. But in any event, he said about the Supreme Court, he said, Justice Marshall, has made his decision. Now let him enforce it, knowing that, the Supreme Court doesn't have an army to go out and work its will on the people or on the body politic.
The Supreme Court doesn't have an army to enforce it. But look, it is.
They use moral suasion most of the time.
Here's the thing. This administration talks about how Republicans and Donald Trump are to flaunt the law or above the law, don't follow the rule. It's exactly the opposite, isn't it? I mean, you watch these people working behind the scenes, messing with social media, silencing people, giving student loans where it's unlawful, leaving the border wide open, which is also, to me, unconstitutional. And they ignore all of these things, right?
And they arresting their political opponents and putting them in jail
right.
on a mass scale, as they've been doing with the Trump case. Whatever you think of Trump personally or, you know, as a candidate, what's being done to him is wrong in the legal system. All it this is. Lawfare being waged against him. And I'm disappointed that the Supreme Court hasn't stepped in and put a stop to it.
But in fact,
I guess they're waiting for the right moment, the right opportunity,
if
they're
going to
act at all.
I mean, I'll point out a fact that a couple of my friends that are attorneys that are Democrats who cannot stand Donald Trump, and they'll tell you, can't stand him. What they're doing is wrong. These attorneys say the same thing. What they're doing to him is wrong. It's not legal. There's no precedent for it. It's bad for America. The list goes on. Even though they can't stand Donald Trump, they're smart enough and honest enough, which we could use more honesty in the media about these things, honest enough to say this is wrong. Let me ask you about, speaking of Trump.
There are going to be recriminations, too, after
of course there are. Well, I would hope there's not. Here's what I hope.
Both sides are going to do it to each other, and the Democrats started it.
Well, here's what I hope. I hope there's not, Matt. I hope when Donald Trump's reelected, if he is, which I think today is more than likely than not, based on all the polling and all the tea leaves, that yep. Donald Trump wouldn't go after, not Joe Biden at least, leave him out of it. Say, you know what? We're going to go back to the norm in America, which is not attacking former presidents. Now, people in his administration that broke the law, people in his administration that subverted the rule of law, that's a different story. But I would hope that Donald Trump would return us to normalcy, and that means not attacking Joe Biden. What say you?
Well, probably going after the number one guy is a bad idea. You know, just like Donald Trump said he was going to put Hillary Clinton in jail. But then notice how once he became president, he backed away from that pretty quickly because he knew, what that's really kicking the hornet's nest there.
Sure is.
And that would really cause a lot of problems. But the thing is, the Democrats here on the other side are pretty shameless and they want to hurt Trump any way they can. They want him dead, you know. They want to take away his cert. There's a bill pending in Congress, a Democrat from...
Take away his Secret Service protection, yeah.
It's a bill to take away his Secret Service
protection. Right, unbelievable. Let me ask you about that real quick. We got about a minute left here, Matt. Well, yeah. Set the Secret Service part aside. What about the case for immunity that was heard last week? What's your take on that, your gut reaction? Because to me it looks like that court's going to protect his immunity to a great extent. Maybe not completely. Maybe not blanket immunity, but pretty close, it looks like. Your thoughts?
I would agree. That's the way it looks. And even the attorney for Mr. Trump, for President Trump, said some of what President Trump is charged with were private acts that were not official acts and would not be shielded under the presidential immunity doctrine. So I think that the Supreme Court I got the impression they're going to give him some kind of immunity for official acts. But then there may be other things that he did that they're going to say are not official acts, like maybe his response to the January 6th
security
breach at the Capitol.
You know.
Maybe some of that they're going to allow him to go to trial on. I don't know. It's not clearly an official act, he may have to pay the piper.
Matt Vadim, Supreme Court Justice Correspondent, Epoch Times. Matt, thank you for being here.
Yeah, thank you.
After the break, we're going to talk to Elaine Parker from the Job Creators Network. Where are we in the economy, friends? We'll take a closer look in a moment.
Have you developed a complex medical issue or symptoms no one can figure out? It may be time to give the James Clinic a call. We're an integrative medicine clinic that works outside the box with a full spectrum of modalities to treat your issues. We are opening soon at 22nd and Van Dyke in Shelby Township with our partners, The Living Springs, with an entire wellness lounge at your disposal. Check us out today, jamesclinic.com, or give us a call, 636-751-9440.
Online betting can be fun. It's kind of like whitewater rafting. The rush of excitement, the thrill. Well, until your raft is heading straight for a huge waterfall. For tips that will help keep you afloat, go to don'tregretthebet.org. Sponsored by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and the Michigan Gaming Control Board. Have a gambling problem? Call the Problem Gambling Helpline at 1-800-270-7117.
The pandemic has made it clear, if you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk.
MyPureHealthSolutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With MyPureHealthSolutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. MyPureHealthSolutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com, GruberHealth.com.
Now hiring? We've heard you. At the Michigan Chamber, we know that businesses of every size, location, and industry are facing talent shortages. That's where Emerge Skilled comes in. It's a new digital workforce solution for Michigan Chamber members and our state's businesses. With hundreds of employers just like you and tens of thousands of work-ready students, Emerge Skilled is a proven technology that helps you connect with today's talent and build a long-term pipeline for your future.
To take advantage of Emerge Skilled, email dbrownback@michamber.com. dbrownback@michamber.com.